السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله عز وجل، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، indeed, all praise and thanks are due to Allah. We praise Him and we ask for His help and His forgiveness. We take the refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil within our souls and from our sinful acts. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides will never be misguided, and whosoever Allah permits to be misguided, no one can ever guide. We all bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. For believers fear Allah as he should be feared, and never lie except as from Muslims. For mankind fear Allah your Lord, the one who created you from a single person, and from him created his mate, and from both of them created many men and women. Fear Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights and you ask one another. Fear Allah and never cut the ties of the relations between you and your relatives. Fear Allah, indeed He is an observer over each and every one of us. For believers, fear Allah and always tell the truth. He will direct us to the righteous and the good deeds and will forgive our sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger will indeed achieve the greatest attainment. To continue, my dear Muslim brothers and sisters, indeed, the best and the closest speech is the Book of Allah and His words. And the best guidance is that which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the words appears are the invented issues in the religion. And every invented matter in the religion is an innovation, and every innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance is in the hellfire. Thumma amma ba'd. فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد عرف للشباب قيمته وتحدث عنه في كتابه الكريم، فقال سبحانه وتعالى في قصة تروى على مر العقول والأزمان وجلى في كتاب الله عز وجل إلى يوم القيامة، مادحا فيها فتية آمنوا بربهم وكانت النتيجة أن زادهم الله عز وجل هدى، زادهم إيمانا على إيمانهم. نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق، إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وبدماهم هدى، وربطنا على قلوبهم إكرام، فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا. وعرف الله عز وجل للشباب قيمته، وأراد أن ينبهنا على هذه القيمة، وأراد أن يشد انتباهنا إلى تلك النعمة التي يكاد بعضنا أن يفقدها أو يفتقدها، أو يكاد بعضنا أن يهملها أو ينساها أو يتناساها، إما في نفسه وإما في أولاده الذين بلغوا ذلك السن وهو لا يستطيع توجيههم إلى عبادة الله سبحانه وتعالى. ولا يستطيع إرشاده إلى الطريق المستقيم. يقول سبحانه وتعالى منبها على تلك النعمة: الله الذي خلقكم من ضعف ثم جعل من بعد ضعف قوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة ضعفا وشيبة يخلق ما يشاء وهو العليم القدير. فقد جعل الله سبحانه وتعالى بين فترتي الضعف في الإنسان في بدايته وفي نهايته حتى على فترة الشباب والقوة. قال: ثم جعل من بعد ضعف قوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة ليس ضعفا وحبس ولكن ضعفا وشيبة لأنها مرحلة النهاية، مرحلة القتال، مرحلة الاستعداد للقاء رب العالمين، وفيها يلاقي الإنسان ما يلاقي. أيها الإخوة المؤمنون، إن الشباب قوة لا بد وأن نعمل على رعايتها، لا بد وأن نعمل على رعايتها وتربيتها واستثمارها الاستثمار الصحيح حتى يخرج منا جيل ناشئ يعرف ربه، كما أوصى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم معاذا ابن جبل رضي الله عنه وهو يسمع يقول له: يا معاذ، والله إني لأحبك. ولكن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يقل له: إني لأحبك من فراغ ولا من ضعف ولا من سلام ليس يخرج من نبيك، إنما قال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك لأنه يعرف قيمته: يا معاذ، أتدري ما حق الله على العباد؟ قال: الله ورسوله أعلم. قال: حق الله على العباد أن يعبدوه ولا يشركوا به شيئا. أتدري ما حق العباد على الله إنهم فعلوا ذلك؟ الله ورسوله أعلم. قال: ألا يعذبهم. فأوصاه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بتلك الوصية. Dear brothers and sisters, when we read the Quran and we go through the Sunnah and the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will see how much emphasis, how much the Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasize on the importance and the significance of youth. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about them in the Holy Quran, in a story which is called the story of the people of the cave, Surah al-Qisah fi Ashab al-Kahf. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises them in this story, this group of youth who stood against the unjust ruler, who was claiming for himself the God, who was claiming himself to be the God, and enslaving his people to worship him, and these youth, they stood against him, and but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them from the oppression and the transgression and the injustice of this ruler. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a nurture, which will be recited and cited by everybody in the Holy Quran on the Day of Judgment, until the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this situation in the Holy Quran. He says, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ فِي الْحَقِّ. Indeed, we narrate for you the story in truth. Indeed, they are youth, a group of youth who believe in their goal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased them in guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has strengthened their heart, established and affirmed and confirmed their heart in faith. رَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِصْحَامُ نِذِيْتُنَهُ in front of the king, the unjust ruler. And they said, our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We will not call any Lord beside him whatsoever. لَنْ نَدْعُوَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَهًا. If we do that, we are committing the biggest mistake. إِنَّ لَنْ نَدْعُوَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَهًا لَقَدْ كُلْنَا إِلَى الشَّخْطَرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about them in a long story in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Kahf. And mashallah, meaning we must read this surah every Friday. And we know the story of the people of the cave, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them and guarded them in the cave for these many years, 300 years according to the solar calendar, 309 years according to the lunar calendar, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them and guarded them. And we see also in the Holy Quran how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the period of youth in our life. Because in the Holy Quran, He divides our life into three main sections, three main parts, three main periods. The first period is the period of weakness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Rum, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min ba'd. Allah, He is the one who created you from weakness. And then give you after weakness, sin. And then after sin, doesn't give us weakness only, but weakness and white hair, gray hair. Because it is the final destination. We are approaching the end when we reach this stage. We are approaching our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you look at your life, at our life, we find we have three stages in our life. Two stages are weak, and one stage only is the strength, the stage or the period of youth, which we sometimes neglect it, which we sometimes don't care about it, which we sometimes overlook it, which we sometimes don't care about it either. It concerns ourselves or our own children. If we miss the chance, then brothers and sisters, we should not let our children to miss this chance. How the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very concerned about the youth when he used to give them advice all the time. Look at his advice to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, may Allah be pleased with him. And by the way, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he died at the age of 33 or 38. He died when he was 33 years old or 38 years old from the Amwat plague. And this companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite his young age, despite the many or the few years that he spent in life, you know what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Mu'adh, by Allah, I love you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say this statement or this sentence to anyone, just like this, out of nothing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew exactly what he was talking about. Mu'adh, by Allah, I love you. Wallahi, inni la-uhibbu. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him an advice. He said, do you know what is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his servant? Mu'adh ibn Jabal said, Allah and his messenger knew best. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the right of Allah upon the servant is that they worship him and they should not associate a partner with him. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him another question. Do you know what is the right of the servant upon Allah if they do that? What is the right of the servant upon Allah? What's our right upon Allah if we do that? Then Mu'adh ibn Jabal said, Allah and his messenger knew best. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the right of the servant upon Allah if they do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish them. That Allah will not punish them. Look at that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Mu'adh ibn Jabal as the most knowledgeable person in Ummah regarding the halal and the haram. When he said in the hadith, أَعْلَمُ أُمَّتِي بِالْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ مُعَادُ بِنْ شَبَلْ. The most knowledgeable person among my ummah regarding the legal and the illegal, the lawful and the unlawful, the lawful and the prohibited things is Mu'adh ibn Jabal رضي الله عنه. And how old was he when he passed away? He was 33 years old. That boy, that youth, that young man, who attained such a position with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give him the privilege, the advantage that he loved him, and to give him the advantage or the privilege of describing him as the most knowledgeable person in his ummah regarding the lawful and the unlawful things. أَعْلَمُ أُمَّتِي بِالْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ. أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَةُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, إِنَّنَا فِي حَاجَةٍ إِلَى مُرَاجَعَةِ أَنْفُسِنَا فِيمَا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِأَوْلَادِنَا فيما يتعلق بشبابنا. فننظر حولنا, كم من أولادنا يحضرون الصلاة معنا صلاة الجمعة, وقد نعتذر عن ذلك ونقول إنهم في المدارس, مع أننا قد نستطيع أن نرتب جدولهم بحيث يأتون إلى الصلاة ويعودون كما يفعل بعضنا, والله سبحانه وتعالى يجازيهم خيرا على ذلك كما يفعل بعضنا ذلك. ماذا فعلنا لأولادنا ولشبابنا؟ ماذا فعلنا لهم في زماننا هذا؟ إننا أعطى الله سبحانه وتعالى أو
قد نكون منحنا الفرصة أو الوقت لأن نعيش أو يربينا آباؤنا تربية جعلتنا ولله الحمد قد نكون محفوظين بعض الشيء مما يدور حولنا من مكارم ومن مغريات. ولكن ماذا عن الشباب؟ ألم نسأل أنفسنا كم مرة يأتي أبناؤنا إلى المسجد في الأسبوع؟ ألم نسأل أنفسنا كم جمعة في الشهر صلاها أبناؤنا في المسجد؟ ونحن نعلم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد نبه على ذلك، وأنه من ترك صلاة الجمعة بغير عذر كتب من المنافقين أو كتب من الغافلين كما في حديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. هل سألنا أنفسنا كم مرة في الأسبوع أحضرنا أولادنا إلى بيت الله عز وجل؟ نبهناهم، جلسنا معهم، كلمناهم، حادثناهم، أخبرناهم وسألناهم عن مشكلاتهم التي تجول في صدورهم وفي عقولهم، ونحن في واد آخر لا نعلم ما يدور في أذهانهم، لا نعلم ما يدور في عقولهم وفي قلوبهم، لا نعرف ولا نعرف ولا نعلم من يخطط ويدبر لهم. هكذا أيها الإخوة المسلمون، شبابنا هم ثروتنا، ابنك أو ابنتك هي ثروتك التي تتركها من بعدك. مهما تركت من المال إذا لم تترك ولدا صالحا أو بنتا صالحة تدعو لك فعلى الدنيا السلام. ولكننا أيها الإخوة المسلمون لم ننتبه إلى قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حينما عد من السبعة الذين يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله، قال صلوات الله وسلامه عليه: وشاب نشأ في عبادة ربه. هل سألنا أنفسنا هذا السؤال؟ أنحن ربينا أولادنا بحيث ينشأوا في عبادة ربهم، بحيث يكونون من الذين يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله؟ لم نسأل أنفسنا هذا السؤال. إننا إما جهلنا ذلك أو تجاهلناه، نسينا ذلك أو تناسيناه، غضبنا الحياة الدنيا، أخذتنا متاعب الحياة ومشكلاتها، أخذتنا الآلام والأحزان والحزن والقلق على المستقبل، أخذنا كل شيء بعيدا عن أولادنا. والله سبحانه وتعالى ينبه على ذلك في كتابه الكريم حيث يقول: يا أيها الذين آمنوا، إنه خطاب لنا جميعا، يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة. هل وعينا هذه الآية جيدا؟ We sometimes get busy with our own affairs to the point that maybe in the 24 hours we don't see our children what they are doing. If you look around us now, you see how many youths are attending the Friday prayer. We might get with hundreds of excuses that they are in the school. However, we can arrange the schedule in the school to attend the Friday prayer and go back. We can do that. And some brothers do that. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them for this. Did we pay attention to our youth and see what they are doing? Did we discuss with them their problems? Have we sit with our kids sometimes and ask them what they do in the school? Who are their friends? What they study? What do they think? What is their problem? What is their concern? The Prophet wasallam was all the time giving the advice to his followers, and especially to those who are following him from the youth, from the young men. As we know, this is just an example of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. If you look at another example of Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, how the Prophet wasallam made dua for him that, oh Allah, give him understanding of the religion and teach him the interpretation of the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua. How many of the companions of the Prophet, how many of us said just to give some time from that 24 hours and sit with our children and ask them about their problems? How many times do we bring our kids to the masjid? How many jum'ah do we have to ask ourselves this question? How many jum'ah in the whole month that our children come to the masjid and pray the jum'ah prayer? And we know the many hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which he says those who miss Salat al-Jum'ah without excuse, those are written among the hypocrites. And in other hadith that we are the hideous people, min al-ghafilin. We never ask ourselves this question. Sometimes we forget, sometimes we try or we pretend to forget. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same judgment, He will not care about our forgetfulness. But he will ask us about our responsibility. Have we heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in a hadith that from the seven people, seven types of people, that Allah will shade under his shade with the day of judgment, that this is a youth who is raised in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is raised from the prime of his age or her age, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the seven types of people that Allah will shape under his shape on the day of judgment, on which there is no shape, but the shape of Allah is the youth who is brought up, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did we apply this hadith to our children? Have we heard this verse from the Holy Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not talking to anybody except to the believers? And maybe he is talking to the true believers. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا All you who have believed, protect yourself and your family from the fire, the fuel of which is the stone and lint and fuel. قُوْ أَنْفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ We heard this verse from the Quran. But our problem is that sometimes we forget, sometimes we pretend to forget. Sometimes we have the excuses very rich to say the excuses. But remember, with the day of judgment, if we succeed in this life to trick the people or to deceive them with excuses that we might invent or have or make, with the day of judgment, we cannot deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot trick Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times a day you bring your child to the masjid? Remember, when we die, the brothers and sisters, the wealth that we will leave behind us, and the best wealth, the best property, the most valuable property that we leave behind us is our children. Whatsoever the amount of money we leave, and we care, and we are worried about the future, whatever we leave behind us, people will not care about it. Allah will not care about it. Allah will say about the child that you brought to this life. And maybe we were the main cause, the main reason for letting them to go astray and to be misguided. We are all responsible before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet said in the hadith, وَلَا تَزُولَ قَدَمَا عَبِدِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَنِ الصِّرَاطِ حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ أَرْبَعٍ وَمِنْهَا عَنْ أَهْلِهِ حَفِظَ أَمْ ضَيَّعَ And no one will pass over the path, the Sirat, with the day of judgment, until he is asked about four or five things. One of these four or five things is the family. Did we protect and guard the family, or did we let them, waste them? Did we neglect them? Did we not care about them? My dear brothers and sisters, our responsibility in life is not only the financial responsibility. Our responsibility in life is not only the food and the drink that we give to our children. Our responsibility in life is the spiritual responsibility, the guiding responsibility, how to be a role model for them, how to be a good example for them, how to teach them the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah Azza wa Jal blessed us with parents that they could teach us, then our children, they deserve, they are now in more need of this right than us in the past. They are in a crying and urgent need right now, in these days. Then, brothers and sisters, we have many programs in the masjid. And instead of staying away and just watching the game, we need everyone to be a player in this game. We don't want all of us to be just viewers or audience, to just watch and listen. We want everyone to participate, not for the sake of yourself only, but for the sake of your children. There is no harm when you bring to your child one day's program to the masjid and stay with him or her for a few minutes. that will not take much of your time, that will not cause any problem in the whole life. We have, subhanAllah, we might keep ourselves busy day and night, and we come at the end of the day, what have we done? We find nothing. If we ask ourselves religiously, what did we put in our schedule before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find nothing like that. We need to do this. We need to check upon our children what they are doing, who are their friends, whom they are talking to. Even when we buy them the most expensive devices to listen to, we make sure what they listen to in these devices. What they watch, what do they see on the internet, what do they do with their friends. All these kinds of things we have to think about these days. These days, there is more danger around us. And believe me, if one of us is in a youth and in this environment, sometimes he will not have such a kind of protection to his death. But now our responsibility is to provide our children and our youth, especially, specifically our youth, with the required protection to a required vaccine that they can resist all these temptations. They can resist all these dangers around them. And as the Prophet mentioned in the hadith, when he was giving advice to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, إِنِّي أُعَلِّمُكَ كَلِمَاتٍ وَهِيَ لَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُعَلِّمَهَا لِأَوْلَادِنَا. احفظ الله يحفظك، احفظ الله تجده تجاهك، إذا سألت فاسأل الله، وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. هذا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم used to give the advice to Abdullah ibn Abbas, which every one of us should give this advice to himself first, and then to his family, to his youth, to his children. The Prophet used to give him the advice by saying, keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your mind all the time. Watch and observe Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. Keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and observe him all the time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with you. If you ask, ask Allah. If you seek help, seek the help only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, ما من يوم جمعة إلا وفيه ساعة إجابة, فادعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه الساعة. الحمد لله رب العالمين, صلاة الله وسلامه على نبيه الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, أيها الإخوة المؤمنون, كنت أقرأ قصة لرجل. هذا الرجل لم يكن على قدر كبير من التدين, ولكنه سبحان الله العظيم إلى أن هداه الله عز وجل بدأ بعزيمة وإصرار يحفظ أجزاء من القرآن الكريم, وعنده ثمانية من الأولاد. انظر ماذا كانت النتيجة. النتيجة أن ستة من أولاده حفظوا القرآن, والبقية في طريقهم إلى إنهاء حفظ القرآن الكريم. وهذا لماذا؟ لأن القضاء أو الأمة عرف أو عرفت طريق الله عز وجل. القضاء أو الأمة قد عرف أو عرفت طريق الله عز وجل, فدم الله وهدى ابنهما أو أولادهما إلى صراط المستقيم. Dear brothers and sisters, I was reading a story of a person who was not such a religious person at the beginning of his life. However, he took a strong determination that he needs to correct himself, that he needs to amend his appearance. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him, he took the strong intention and determination of memorizing some parts of the Holy Quran. And after he memorized the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave his children, these his children, 80 children, 6 of them memorize the Holy Quran, and the two are on their way to finish the Holy Quran memorization. Why? Because the father or the mother, they were guided Allah, they thought the way of guidance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah azza wa jal provided them with guidance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this guidance on their children. Then brothers and sisters, we are not required or asked to make our children imams or shuyukh or memorizers of the Holy Quran. But at least we are asked and required to make our children to recognize their identity as Muslims, to make sure that they are Muslims applying the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wishing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, achieving what we could not achieve, doing what we could not do in our life. The
them, and then he compares how he teaches the Tabi'een, and then the Tabi'een he teaches their followers, and their followers, and their followers. Then imagine in the coming for the following generation, that if we are like sitting in a gathering, and our children whose native language is Arabic, and they are sitting in a gathering, and then our children of 7, 6 years old, they do not say a single word in Arabic. All of them speak in English. We appreciate that they learn the language. But on the other hand, the language Arabic is the language of the Quran, that we should keep in their mind also, that they should learn this language, understand it, they should also recite and read the Quran in Arabic. We have a big responsibility. We will not realize this responsibility until we pass away, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us about our responsibility. However, if Allah azza wa jalla blesses any one of us today who takes this message and starts from today working on this gathering, it's easy to speak and to give many speeches about this subject. It's easy, we can stand here till tomorrow talking about the youth and the value of the youth, the importance of the youth in Islam, and how they are the best asset for us. The best valuable, the most valuable wealth and property for us. We can talk about this for a long time, but then brothers and sisters, actions speak louder than words. And take a positive step. Make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He asks you, what did you do to your children, you will say, oh Allah, I did my job. And leave the rest for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember in the Holy Quran, Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not leave it go waste. The reward of those who are acting good. The reward of those who are acting righteously. Then, brothers and sisters, we have very few announcements. And before the announcement, I want to remind you that after tomorrow on Sunday is the 10th of Muharram. The 10th of the month of Muharram, which is called Ashura. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted on this day, the day of Ashura, or the 10th of Muharram. And he recommended us to fast in the hadith when he said that, أَحْسَبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَوْ أَحْسَبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يُكَفِّرَ السَّنَةَ الْبَاقِيَةَ. I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate by fasting on the 10th of Muharram, by fasting on this day. I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate the 10th of the past year, of the past year. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, why did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fast on the day of the 10th of Muharram? Because it was the day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam and his followers from Pharaoh and his soldiers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them, and this is the kind of thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah saved one of his prophet from the injustice and the oppression of this king, or this demonic and set stuff that he was oppressing and torturing everybody. However, the best plan and the best position of fasting in Muharram is to fast one day before it and one day after it, which is the ninth, the 10th and the 11th. And the second rank with the second position is to fast one day before it and it, which means the ninth and the 10th. And one of the last of the third position of rank of fasting on the 10th of Muharram is to fast only the 10th of Muharram. And inshallah, someday, we will have potluck dinner, potluck iftar here in the masjid, inshallah. So everyone is encouraged to fast and to come and participate with us in this potluck dinner, inshallah ta'ala. And don't forget about the food certificate and the food stamps that we announced before for the benefit of the poor and the needy. And the food is the food certificate for the masjid. And tomorrow, the youth program will meet for the guests, starting from after prayer till Maghrib prayer. And remember this message that we get today along with the youth, and inshallah, February 4th, which is not this Sunday, next Sunday, that will be a big function for the youth program, for the boys, and this is inshallah, in the flyer outside will be distributed after the prayer, which has all the details about this function. And it was requested by the board of directors of the masjid to announce that on Sunday, February 4th, there will be a general body meeting for the masjid, and the details will be posted soon, inshallah. And tonight, after Isha, we have Sheikh Qaisar Imam, the chairman of ISNAC, Council of Islamic Schools in America, will give a lecture today here at the masjid after Isha, inshallah ta'ala. Everyone is encouraged to attend the lecture. And that is Sheikh's school still have the free opening or the opening for the free enrollment for the Tesla Garden students. Brother and sister, don't forget to make dua for Brother Abdul Wani and for Brother Jamal Kaswami, he's really taking the clinical care. Make dua for all six brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them a speed recovery, inshallah. Allahumma qillana dhunubana, wastur uyubana, wasmah sudurana, wa ladinna mimma yuslita amalana. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الاحياء منهم والاموات انك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. عباد الله ان الله صلى على نبيه ولم يزل يصلي عليه. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم بالعالمين انك حميد مجيد. ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان واليه القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي ليعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم ينصركم ويستغفركم ويغفر لكم واسالوه يعطيكم الشرور يزلكم واقم الصلاه ان الصلاه كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موضوعا.